Rapid reaction starts right now here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, where we talk all things K-State athletics. Folks, not just football and basketball, well, men's basketball. Cover everything from women's basketball through track and field, baby. All things K-State. All right, so rapid reaction. The Kobach Round Rock Classic is in the books, and like we all thought of it, right? not to a lack of confidence or anything, but K-State baseball came in here 4-1 in this tournament, and you're going to leave here exactly at 500, 4-4 after losing by 1 to Iowa early on today, 5-1 Hawkeyes, if I can talk. Now, in 4-4, now K-State Wildcats in this one. This game started just before noon today down there at Dell Diamond at Rock in Round Rock, Texas there as well. And let's just see, K-State, they showed a lot of battle in this one. They did score over and under 3 in the first two games of the Kobach Round Rock Classic. Well, they got past that, the over, and scored 5 runs. It was not enough to Iowa 6. Iowa jumped on K-State. K-State was the designated home team for this match, and Iowa jumped on a 4-1 through 2.5 innings there, and then K-State went to work. The game was tied after K-State put up 3 runs in the 4th inning, 4-4 game through 5 innings, and then K-State took the lead 5-4 in the bottom after they scored 1 run in the bottom of the 6th inning, 5-4, and then Iowa responded with 1 in the 7th, and then of course broke the tie in the top of the 9th inning there, was sealed the deal there for K-State in this ball game. So 6-5 loss for K-State there, and they get swept, lose to the number 1 ranked team in the nation, LSU. You get beat, which on paper should have been a winnable game in Sam Houston. You lose that game 8-3, and you fall by 1 to Iowa to close it out 6-5 there as well. So you're coming home, I guess, positive thing for K-State baseball. You're coming home to Toyin Family Stadium, where you have been pretty much tough to beat at home. This is the bright side, and you take on Army to kick the home schedule off this week, which I believe that's going to be a Wednesday night game. Army, you got Stonehill. So I'm going to put it this way, all right, because the schedule has it weird, right? So Army, Stonehill, you get 2 against Army and 2 against Stonehill. So you got Army, Stonehill for Wednesday to Saturday, right? So that's what we're looking at here. So it's weird how it's played out there as well. Losing pitcher this game belongs to Tyson Nabors, who now evens out the 1-1. I'll be back in just a second, folks. Welcome back, folks. Sorry, taking a little care of business, folks. They're in the middle of the postcast. Yeah, that's what happens when you have somebody that doesn't listen. All right, so now, Tyson Nabors got the loss. He is now 1-1 on the season. And the winning pitcher, of course, his last name is Vocal. Okay, of course, they don't put the first name on this list there. He goes 1-0 for Iowa. That doesn't matter. So now, Caleb Culpepper for the second straight game in a row. So that's, I'm kind of wondering what's going on there with that. Anyways, K-State in the lineup. Brennan Jones with 3-for-5 in this game from the leadoff spot. 3 hits in this game. He scored a run in this ball game. Nick Goodwin, you're wondering what he did from the third hole. Nothing. 0-for-4 in this ball game. Roberto Pena, if I can talk, also goes 0-for-4 in this ball game as well. Brady Day goes 2-for-3, drove in a run. Rafael Pateller drove in 2 runs, had a hit in this game. And of course, Cole Johnson got caught stealing late in this game. Costly. He also goes 0-for-4. In this game, pretty hard to win games when you're 3-for-4 hitters. And I can go and take it a step further. Kyan Lotus, he was 1-for-3 in the game. You add that up, That's 1-for-11 in this game. You cannot have your 3-through-5 hitters get that much production and lose this ball game. So very unfortunate there. One loss. This is their second for K-State baseball for manager Pete Hughes, folks. This is their second one-run loss to Robert the Road Trip. Of course, you rewind back to Lamar. You lose to them by one there at Lamar, and then you kind of wrap the road trip officially with the Iowa loss. See, you lose by one there. So now K-State will look to open up the homestand big this week with four games in a row. Begin with Army, wins tonight at Toyota Family Stadium. Then you turn around and play Stonehill the next day. So you have back-to-back. So we covered all that right there. So rapid reaction from this game. K-State takes one, another tough loss on the road. In the Kobach Round Rock Classic, 6-5 against Iowa, and they don't win any of the games, as Alex projected on the weekly show of the Pro Project Podcast this week. So exactly where we had it at, 4-4, and now pretty much. I mean, looking forward for K-State baseball this week again. Stonehill, never heard of them. Should be able to win these games, but. Again, this is we've seen this team in the Pete Hughes era so far lose games they should win at home. But like I said, mainly K-State, they're tough at home to beat. So I expect them to clean house, get a winning streak going here, and really take advantage. Army, never heard Army. We know them from football. Obviously, we know them from the Big Three. Of the armed forces, obviously. We appreciate the service, obviously, there. But never really heard of them on the baseball diamond. So I expect K-State to take care of business this week at Toyota Family Stadium. So you're here in Manhattan this week, folks. You're able to go to these games. Make sure you do that as well. I'm going to check the game, the times, and the schedule here if I can get that post here before we close. I'm going to have to go. That's not what I want there. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. Rapid reaction, literally, a couple hours after baseball loses to cap off what has been a rough stretch of games here as I get the schedule going here for next month here. We are now when baseball gets back on the diamond. Well, that's not going to let me. So, we'll check back in on that later on this week on the weekly podcast, which I believe will be two episodes this week. There, I got to get back with my Thursday guest to confirm that as well. So, busy, another busy week here on the podcast as well. K-State baseball goes home 4-4 and looking forward to Army to kick off the K-State home schedule in 2023. The Pearl Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. Folks, if you're new to the show, welcome on board to the podcast. If you love what you're hearing, the second thing you have to do is subscribe, tell your K-State friends, whether they're alumni, students, your friends, or people that love K-State outside of the state of Kansas or other college folks as well. Make sure you continue to spread the word. And if you have time or wish to leave a star rating, we're taking 4 or 5 stars only, baby. We're going to be a little lenient. No 1 stars. None of that stuff around here. No 1 stars. Around here, and you also can find me on Twitter if you have a question K-State related. Please, we would love to hear your feedback on the podcast or K-State related sports related question, whether that's from football, men's basketball. As we're coming up to the final week of the regular season in both the K-State men's and women's basketball teams there as well. So that is why we're going to more than likely move our weekly recordings to Monday. It makes the most sense to do it that way. Of course, I might be changing course with my work schedule as well. So that had to be adjusted there as well. So definitely make sure if you love what you're hearing and want to stay up to date with not just football and men's basketball, but all things K-State, the Pearl Project Podcast is the place to do it. That's going to wrap it up on this rapid reaction here in the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State, Eddie Greer III. Go Cats!